the Oireachtas Committee on Housing has published a major report. And the report makes it clear that the government isn't doing enough to tackle the housing and homelessness crisis. It calls on you to introduce an emergency response to the crisis, including a ban on no-fault evictions. And it's a call from TDs from all parties, including the crisis, including a ban on no-fault evictions. And it's a call from TDs from all parties, including Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. And the committee is right, Taoiseach. Such a ban is needed now more than ever. The situation was bad enough, but your rent hikes legislation has made things even worse. And the consequences of that are plain to see. Rip-off rents have now jumped to their highest levels in 25 years. Homelessness continues to rise, breaking new records every single month. And evictions are now at the highest level since the famine. And as a result of your legislation, we've seen an alarming increase in evictions since the start of this year. So many people and families are now finding themselves in desperate situations, seeking a new place to live. And they're facing paying thousands and thousands of euro in extra rent. Those who can't find a place themselves are in awful situations. We're talking about working families with good jobs, sometimes with two incomes. Older people who've paid rent all their lives. Parents who are robbed from the security that they need to build a good life for them and their children. Taoiseach, it seems that everybody sees how bad things are except for your government. Even your own backbenchers who helped draft this report are now calling on you to act to reintroduce the ban on no-fault evictions. And if you don't make this intervention now immediately, then the writing is on the wall, Taoiseach. Many more people will be forced to move back into their parents' home into insecure situations and even worse, find themselves in homelessness. So there are many steps that we can take to protect people. A ban on no-fault evictions would provide people in housing difficulty with the safety net that they need. It would relieve stress. It would relieve the pressure. It would give them the security that they need. And it's not just Sinn Féin that are urging you to do this, Taoiseach. This is a cross-party call for you to move with urgency and ambition to stem the flow of evictions. You now have an opportunity to make a real difference. Because for too long, the story of housing in Ireland has been the story of pressure, of stress, of desperation, of hopelessness. But that story can be changed. That tide can be turned. Hope can be restored for people who just want a secure home for them and their family. But you have to start with better decisions. You have to make one of those decisions today, Taoiseach. You have to make that difference. So can I ask you, will you tell people that you will make that decision, that you will reintroduce a no-fault ban on evictions as has been called for by parties across this House?
Thank you very much to Deputy Doherty for his question, and thank you very much to the Oireachtas Committee on Housing for their work. The committee report published this morning has 14 recommendations within it, and of course we will work our way through and consider all of the recommendations, as we do with all committee reports. Now, I understand, based on the report, on page 5 of the report, this committee recommendations arise from hearings that were held on the 16th of December last year. And I would point out, it's on the report, on page 5 of the report, this committee recommendations arise from hearings that were held on the 16th of December last year. And I would point out that actually a number of decisions and actions have been taken by government since then. In fact, as I look through the recommendations, I'm pleased to say that many are in train or in place. It calls for a greater focus on prevention. It calls for increased funding. We're doing that. The committee, very importantly, and I think this is something we can all agree on across this House, recommends that the best interests of the child must be a key priority in addressing homelessness. And we agree, and that's households. This is a key ask, I know, of many working with homeless families across the country. I'm also pleased to say, and the report seeks a child and family homelessness prevention plan. I'm pleased to tell the House today, Lasca and Corla, that plan will be published before the summer recess. I think it's an important piece of work because we don't want to see anybody homeless in Ireland, but we all particularly want to see progress made when it comes to children, of course, in homelessness as well. And this is intended to drive a real focus on preventing children and families entering emergency accommodation, but also providing enhanced support for children who do experience homelessness, as well as measures to accelerate exits and to reduce the time spent by children and their families in homeless emergency accommodation. Again, a recommendation in the report too. The committee also recommends engagement with stakeholders. I genuinely, objectively believe there's never been more engagement, but government's always open to hearing any ideas across this House in terms of what more could be done in relation to that. I would make the point that since this committee hearing in December of last year, we obviously saw the legislation come into effect on the 1st of March of 2026. That does put a range of protections in place when it comes to tenancies. As you know, we've extended the rent pressure zones nationwide, including to your own county. They weren't included in Donegal, as an example. They now are. We brought in six-year tenancies, which I think is really important. And we now actually do live in a country where the majority of tenants in Ireland are covered by an effective no-fault eviction ban. Now, there was a debate in this House as to how to do that right, and there was a debate about making sure that policies didn't result in smaller landlords, someone with one or two houses leaving the market and causing a supply challenge. But it is a statement of fact that there is now an effective no-fault eviction ban in place for the majority of tenants in the country, and that is acting on a recommendation of that report as well. We're also continuing a record level of investment in social housing with $2.9 billion in capital allocation to support the delivery of social homes, and we will continue to do that. So this is a welcome report. I would just say, and I take the spirit in which the Deputy rightly highlights the important issue of housing. There is no more important domestic issue. It's not true to say that there's a cross-party report that says the government should bring in a no-fault eviction ban. There's a cross-party report that says the committee urges the Minister to keep all options under review, including an emergency ban on no-fault evictions. Of course, government keeps things under review, but please let's not misrepresent the good cross-party work that was done in relation to this report.
Deputy Doherty.
Tánaiste, you can't make up your own facts. Seriously, you've said it twice that it's a fact that in effect the majority of tenancies have effectively a no-fault eviction ban. That's not true, Tánaiste, and I think you know that. This only applies to new tenancies, not existing tenancies, and it only applies to those of large landlords. So please stop making up stuff. I know it's very difficult to defend the situation you find yourself in, but a bit of truth, a bit of honesty would be welcome here in relation to this here. The committee is very clear. Not enough is being done, and we need an emergency response. And you're right, the hearings were held in December, but the committee only lodged their report this morning. And since December, what's happened? Rents have continued to rise. House prices have continued to rise. Homelessness have broken new records over and over again, and evictions have gone through the roof because of your legislation that allowed landlords to increase rents over and over and over again. Tánaiste, something has to give. You're not listening to Sinn Féin, you're not listening to the advocacy groups out there, you're not listening to the people who are under serious pressure in terms of housing. Maybe it's time that you listen to some of your backbenchers who are saying there is a need for an emergency response now. Now, you can shake your head all you want, but the reality is, we are seeing more evictions now. We're seeing rents that are the highest level in 25 years, Tánaiste. And you think somehow that everything's rosy in the garden, that you are doing everything you need. There is a need to introduce a no-ban evictions, and a ban on evictions at this point in time. You need to relieve the pressure, you need to relieve the stress from people, and there are options that you can take. As I said, you can stem the tide now. You can take things that will make a meaningful difference in people's lives. So I ask you again, will you bring forward a ban on no-fault evictions as is recommended?
So let me assure you, Deputy, while you can speak for Sinn Féin, you certainly don't speak for Fine Gael backbench TDs or senators. I speak for the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. Please, Leskin Corlett, it's not helpful for the people at home or the people in the gallery here if people shout me down. Thank you. The reality is I speak for the government in this House today, and I speak for the Fine Gael party as its leader, and we will follow our policy agenda, which is clearly published, while you'll come into this House and continue to oppose and object every positive measure we bring forward. Of course, the comments I made in relation to no-fault evictions apply to tenancies in place since the legislation came in. How could it apply to anything else? We have put that in since the legislation in March. You know that to be true. And we've also taken a number of other measures, including this week, with hundreds of millions of euro, more than €800 million, in fact, through the Housing Activation and Infrastructure Office to help counties right across this country put in place key enabling pieces of infrastructure that are required to deliver more homes. Housing is an emergency in this country. Housing is a real challenge. The cross-party committee have done good work. Don't misrepresent what they've said, though. They haven't said bring in a no-fault eviction ban. They've said keep all things under review. They've made 14 recommendations. Many of them are underway. Many of them merit further consideration, and they will, of course, all be taken very seriously.